News, I'm Rich Thomason. Intense fighting rages in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis after Israel said it is withdrawing thousands of troops from other areas of the territory. Some Senate Democrats unhappy with President Biden for bypassing Congress to sell more weapons to Israel.
The president's request of $14 billion in aid to Israel is stalled on Capitol Hill, but the Biden administration went around Congress twice last month to help arm the Jewish state. Secretary of State Blinken made an emergency determination that allowed for the $148 million sale of equipment to Israel. Such determinations are rare, but not unprecedented. Several top Senate Democrats are slamming the White House for keeping Congress out of the process. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the death toll is 48 in the wake of a series of New Year's Day earthquakes that rattled Japan.
We are traveling towards the epicenter, and we keep coming across these areas of destruction where homes have been partially destroyed or some of them completely collapsed. Now, they tend to be these older homes that are made of wood, the houses that haven't been built to withstand these sort of earthquakes.
The BBC's Gene McKenzie. A Japan Airlines plane caught fire on a Tokyo runway after colliding with a Japanese Coast Guard plane. No injuries on the jetliner, but apparently five Coast Guard crew members were killed. Investigators in Rochester, New York, trying to figure out why an SUV involved in a deadly two-vehicle crash early New Year's Day was carrying at least a dozen gasoline canisters. The fiery explosion outside a busy concert venue killed two people, injured five others. The FBI has joined the investigation. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 199 points. This is SRN News. Troubling new information about a British transgender clinic.
The Tavistock facility in London was closed down last year after lawmakers expressed concern about what was going on there. A new report finds that nearly 400 children under the age of six were treated there, and more than 70 of them were 3 and 4 years old. British mental health experts say kids that young cannot possibly be transgender and should not be undergoing, quote, treatment at any facility. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some states are trying to prevent children from being exposed to pornographic content in their local libraries. Illinois is going in the opposite direction. A new law has gone into effect in the state that strips libraries of state funding if they ban any book because of its content. All Illinois libraries must adopt the American Library Association's Bill of Rights, stating that materials should not be excluded because of their origin, background, or views of those contributing to their creation. SRN News. Well, this morning's rail commute in the San Francisco Bay Area will hopefully be more routine than yesterday's.
A BART train derailed and then caught on fire between two stations just north of Oakland, forcing passengers to evacuate the train between the Orinda and Lafayette stations. Local media report 9 people were hurt, but no serious injuries. Officials with the Bay Area Rapid Transit quickly had a crane in place to get the two derailed cars back on the tracks. A transit spokesman estimated tens of thousands of people were impacted, some stranded on a holiday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The hacking of a municipal water authority in a small Pennsylvania town prompting new warnings from security officials as states and the federal government wrestle with how best to harden water utilities against such cyber attacks. More details, SRNNews.com.